You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited that you're here today. Don't know if you can tell. Literally lost my voice. It's fine. It's coming back slowly, but I owe y'all an episode. I'm so excited about today's, so we will not delay. Just, I will say, if this is your first time listening, we don't sound like this. Go find another episode to listen to. Thomas says he likes the raspy. I was like, well, I don't. So we are hanging on, trying to get better, drinking tea and honey, all the things to do. I am seriously so thrilled about today's episode because it's something near and dear to my heart. As frivolous as that sounds, we're talking summer bucket lists, and here's why it matters, okay? Let me just break this down for a second for you, because I think when you look at this idea of having a bucket list, it seems like an aimless checklist of things that you would like to do. But I want to reframe the way we think about it, especially this summer, and think through it as these are things that I'm going to do when I am in a rut, I'm in a funk, I'm bored, or I want to do something with my friends. If you look at it through this perspective and this mindset, it's not like all these things that I have to do and this one big hustle. And it's also not the other side of the spectrum, which is I'll never get to these, but these would be fun. No, I want this to be a practical list of things that you can turn to when you're bored, instead of binge watching your new favorite Netflix show or whatever. I want you to get outside, do the things, involve your friends, like gain intimacy in those relationships that you need to through fun conversation, adventures, and doing something maybe a little bit out of your comfort zone, whether that's hosting something or going somewhere. And I am going to give you not only practicals, but my list that I'm keeping with me this summer. And I'm so excited. So when you probably saw this title, I don't know what you thought, but I feel like it's natural for me to make a summer bucket list that is kid driven because that's my era. I'm in my mom era. And my bucket list would be like go to the zoo, which everyone could go to the zoo, but I feel like I would go to the zoo with my boys, not alone. And so with all that being said, this is not going to be like a mom specific episode. I will recommend one that I love, that I listened to and sent to all my friends with littles that was so helpful for me. It's by Kristen White, one of my friends. She has a podcast called Tried and True, and she has a summer bucket list or like a summer themed episode. I highly recommend you going back and listen to if you're a mom and you maybe clicked play because you're wanting those ideas. That, doing summer with your kids. Highly recommend Kristen's episode. I will link it in our show notes for you. But today's episode on this podcast is going to be coming up with a list for us ladies, for us mamas, for us wives, for us girlfriends, for us roommates, like wherever you are and whatever season of life you're in, today's episode is for you. Here's why. Like I said before, we all need something to look forward to. I think so many times when I'm in a funk, it's because I've been caught in a monotony for way too long. There's something I'm doing, not doing, starting, stopping, all the things that's normal. And there's nothing interesting or adventuresome that's interrupting that. And when I don't have an interruption of fun, it's hard for me to focus on the here and now. For example, I went to a really fun girls' night last night, and it was so sweet because I've been looking forward to it all week. So it made the moments that I'm in the thick of it, unloading the dishwasher, passing out snacks, loading up the car, whatever your routine looks like. Imagine this for you, but I was in my routine and I'm like, you know what? If this moment is hard, it's okay because I have hope for something later. This is a bigger topic, of course, that we could get into spiritually, which is like hope in something greater than this moment alone or than yourself alone. But practically, today's episode is going to be super practical and I'm so excited for it. So imagine this as I'm pumped. Let's workshop this summer together, figure out fun things that we can do, ideas that you've maybe not thought of, why they're important, and we can end the summer better girlies than how we're entering the summer. Can I get an amen? That's what I'm all about. Okay, self-progression. We got this. So here are a few of the things I have on my list. Granted, there are going to be a few things that are maybe more like kid-driven. So if you have littles in your life, you can include them on that. But then again, you can do all these things with just adults too. Here's my thing. I am trying to make a wholesome bucket list, and you should too, that involves things that are little effort, high effort, little risk, large risk, that confront your fears, but are also super fun and relaxed. You should have something on there that's indoors and outdoors. We want something you could do alone or with people, and want something that you can go to or something you could initiate. Okay? This is going to be a well-rounded, wholesome list that challenges you to get out of your comfort zone, but also is something that you could pick and choose. So go back to what I said at the very beginning of the episode. Remember I said that this list is going to serve you this summer so well. And when I say list, I mean like, yes, we are actually making a legitimate list that you can keep in your notebook, in your journal, on your phone, in your notes app, whatever. Okay. Frame it on your fridge, whatever floats your boat. And this list is something that we are truly going to reference all summer long. So when you have the day that you don't have something planned, but you're just itching to go do something or be somewhere or be with someone, then you can go to your list and say, ooh, today is the perfect day to do this one. And you go and you do it. Okay. This is not going to be a summer of boredom. It's going to be a summer of peace and fun and joy and abundance and freedom and all the things that us girlies need/want out of a summer. Like I said, we're going to finish the summer better, stronger, richer, with more friends, with better friendships than we started it. I think that's something we all want. And a summer bucket list is a great way and a fun way to do this. So I have a few. I'm just going to like read them out to you, and then you can tell me if this is something for you or for not. Like, write down the idea if it's for you, drop it if it's not. What do they say? Like, chew up the meat, spit out the bones. That's what I'm talking about here. So sometimes this isn't going to be something you want to do. Sometimes it's going to be everything you want to do. And that's fine. We might have completely different bucket lists. And might I add, if you have something that you would want to add to my bucket list or you think I would enjoy, will you please message me, leave a review on the podcast, whatever it looks like, to get in touch and be like, girls, we need this. Actually, pause. I'm going to post a reel on my Instagram about summer bucket list. I'm going to ask what's on your bucket list. So if there's something I didn't mention, but you're like, oh, Rachel would love this, go comment on that. I would love to hear it. If you do follow me on Instagram, thank you. Also, I've already said a few of these things and I've shared how we've done them already, because we've been checking off summer bucket list items here and there and everywhere. So there's a few things that I've already done that I've recorded and literally posted a reel about or a post about that I think that it would be fun to go back and watch for some inspo. So one of them, which is our first one we're going to debut today's episode with, is the outdoor movie idea. Okay, this is so fun. And this is where you can get creative. You can host one at your house, which we'll get to in a second, or you can find one. Guys, drive-in movies or like local parks host movie nights. There are so many movie nights that you could go to that are outdoors. They're so fun. Go grab a pizza or like go grab a bottle of wine and one of your friends and a picnic blanket or some yard chairs. Like, it could be so easy to go and find an outdoor movie and just post up, have fun, watch a good chick flick. The other day, I went to one at Lane Park here in Birmingham with my good friend Abby. She's been on the show. And we watched The Parent Trap. And it was so sweet. And we got popcorn. And we had, what did I get? Oh, I got like a to-go salad from a nearby restaurant. And another restaurant was doing margaritas to-go. And I was like, yes, please. It was the best night ever. And it actually was right next to Jenny's ice cream. So then, of course, we ended the night with ice cream. We lived our best lives. It was so fun. But also, if you live in a place and you're like, Rachel, you don't get it, I am in the middle of nowhere. I do get it, because I have lived in the middle of nowhere, where if I were listening to this episode when I lived in Oklahoma, for example, I would have been like, yeah, this does not exist. If you're that, or you're a hosting type, you should host an outdoor movie night. Y'all, I did this too at the beginning of May. It was so much fun. I will link the things that I got off of Amazon in the show notes for you to maybe go and splurge on if you wanted to make it super cute and fun. But we did a projector on the side of my house. You can rent a projector at your local library, more than likely, or I used my neighborhood Facebook page and was just like, hi, does anybody have a projector? And this sweet guy named Trey was like, I have one. I'll drop off on your porch this afternoon. And sure enough, I used Trey's projector on the side of my house, no fancy screen, no anything, called my friends and was like, come on over. I'm making popcorn. We're going to have all the fun junk food like Sour Patch Kids, M&M's, like you name it, the movie snack, we had it. It was a blast. And we watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, classic. So if you're looking for a fun movie, add that one to your list. Okay, outdoor movies, so much fun, slash, I don't know where you live, but like typically summer times are warm, but the evenings are cool and refreshing. And like as the sun goes down, it's perfect. Tell people to bring their own drinks, whatever you want to do. Like be as creative with this as possible, but add it to your bucket list for sure. Outdoor movie night. Okay, I added the zoo. The zoo is low-key fun. We have a zoo here in Birmingham that's really fun just to be able to walk around, see all the animals. And this is where I'm going to challenge you. Like, find littles in your life. Find kids that you can go love on in your life. Maybe they're your own kids. Maybe they are your nieces and nephews or your neighbors or your friends' kids. But, like, go find some kids and take them to the zoo. There is magic that happens when a kid can see their favorite animal. I'm just here to say it. It is so daggum cute. So find a friend, a little mini bestie, and take them to the zoo. Treat them if you can, if you can afford it. Like get them their snacks and the things that they want. Push them around in the stroller. Involve their parents if you're not their parents, or don't involve their parents if you don't want to and the parents trust you to do that. Like give the parents a break. But going to the zoo should be on your list because that would be so fun. Another thing you could go do with littles, I'm going to be planning on taking my boys to, but you could do this with anybody in your life. That's a little mini bestie. Home Depot on Saturday mornings, the first Saturday of every month. I think, like, don't quote me, but they advertise this. They have a like workshop where they open up a fun craft project, DIY type thing, and they learn how to make something. I went to one of these growing up. Don't know if you did. I totally went to one and we made a birdhouse. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. Some of my best memories. Go do that. Okay, picnic at the park. It's actually really romantic. Go to a grocery store. Go and grab like some fruit, some crackers, some cheese, some prosciutto. You can make it as fancy or Lunchable-ish as you want. And go to the park. Spread out a picnic blanket, which also doesn't have to be fancy picnic blanket. It could be a beach towel or it could be a quilt. It could be whatever. And just like have lunch outside. It is so fun. Go to Sonic. Go grab a slushie. Add the nerds because we're only friends if you add nerds to your slushie at Sonic and take that to the park for a picnic. Like it doesn't have to be an actual meal, but how fun. Baseball game. Go check and see if your city has a minor league baseball situation. How do you say that? A minor baseball league? Yeah. Okay. If you live in Atlanta, I'm super jealous. Like, go to a Braves game. Here in Birmingham, we have the Birmingham Barons. It is a blast to go to one of those games. But also, like, go watch a little league game. Like, you can get as creative with this, again, as you want to. But baseball games, they're just, like, so chill. It's a whole vibe. Add that to your list. Not sure if you have a local water park. Y'all, water parks are, like, equally gross and fun to me. I don't know if there's enough chlorine in the world to be able to, like, to get rid of all the germs all those little kids bring to water slides, but it is so fun. It is so much fun. I'm all about a lazy river or a water slide. I really want to get to some kind of like splash pad situation this summer. It'd be so fun. Okay, this one's easy. Y'all, so easy. A pool day. If you don't have a pool, if you don't have access to a pool, I bet you do. Go call a friend who lives in an apartment complex and go to their pool. Some apartment complexes are super nice and bougie. And other apartment complexes aren't, but they have a pool. So like go find a pool and have a pool day. Like pack a refreshing drink of choice, whether it's a Sprite or a Topo Chico or like, again, go to Sonic. Wow, I love Sonic. Go to Sonic and get a slushie. Go to the pool with your girlfriends. Like take a good book, rent it from the library or listen to an audiobook and just have a pool day. I don't know why I always end a pool day with a good shower and I sit on my couch and I'm like, wow, that was a time of my life. Little effort, but high reward. Okay. Pool day. Another one is like hosting a water party in your backyard. You could do something big, like rent a blow up pool party situation, or you can borrow somebody's, like slip and slide or something like that. This could be for adults, kids, or both. Would be so fun. Go to a farmer's market. We have a farmer's market here in Birmingham called Pepper Place, and it is so cute, so fun. Get fresh peaches or a whole bunch of fruit and make a cobbler. Something fun like that would be amazing. Speaking of fruit, go to pick strawberries. Strawberry fields are so much fun to go to. It can be super hot if you go in the middle of the day because there's like absolutely no shade. But like go in the evening or maybe early in the morning and go pick some strawberries. You can make strawberry cobbler or strawberry lemonade. So many strawberry recipes on Pinterest, but are super fun if you can make them with the strawberries like you actually picked on your own. Okay, another fun thing to do with littles that is actually like so fun to do as an adult, but like is weird to do as an adult if you don't have a little to take with you. Stick with me. But y'all, go visit a fire station. A fire truck is so much fun and so interesting to go look at. Actually, fun story. It's not really a fun story, but we had a gas leak in our house about a month ago, and we had to call the fire department and 911 and get dispatch out here just to figure out where it was coming from and shut it off and make sure everybody was safe, all the things. And when the fire truck came, it was kind of like embarrassing, actually, because our whole neighborhood was like, what's happening at the Audreys? But it was also super fun because Maddox got a big tour of the fire engine. And you read about them in books and like you see them on films or whatever. But to see it in real life, it is crazy interesting and fascinating. So if you could take a kid to a fire station, but then also low key get a tour yourself, it is very, very cool. I saw this. I thought it was so much fun, which one leads to another. But try a snack necklace with a little. Like Cheerios or any kind of Fruit Loop situation, like anything that can be strung on a necklace, like make a little snack necklace for them. Isn't that cute? I wrote that one down. But on this note, I also wrote this down. I am like all about chunky, fun jewelry these days. I'm like layering them with my classic jewelry. And I just feel like it adds fun color because summer is about color. Okay. Especially with your closet. But some of the ones that I'm eyeing, I have a few favorite like companies that sell them. One is Ally and Bess. Super, super cute. But like I want all of them on their website. And like my bank account cannot afford all of them on their website. So I plan on making some. Like I'm going to make some fun chunky necklaces because I also have ideas in my mind of what I want. I can't find online. Hobby Lobby, Michaels, like find your local craft store and like build some necklaces with some of your girlfriends. I feel like it'd be really fun to throw like a little necklace party. Speaking of throwing parties, if you've never done one, you should throw a party. I don't care if you live in an apartment or a house or a mansion or wherever. Like I want you, even if you're like, my place isn't suitable for company. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like your people just want to be in your space with you. Host something this summer. So whether it's something I've already mentioned or this next one's really fun and really easy because people are contributing a ton. But I saw this on Instagram, thought it was amazing. A summer cookbook dinner party. So you pick a cookbook that maybe everybody has or everybody could go and like borrow or something. And everyone picks out a recipe. So someone is a drink, someone's an appetizer, someone's an entree, someone's a dessert, like maybe multiple people can do sides or whatever. And then you bring it to the dinner, but you all use the same cookbook to make the recipe. How fun is that? So everyone's contributing. You're not, you know, responsible for making an entire meal for somebody or a lot of people. You can just have people come and show up and you just kind of have to be like, not a fancy host, but they're just, I mean, they're just using your space. I think that would be so fun. That's on my list for sure. Take a nap outside, whether it's a hammock or maybe on the beach or at the park or wherever. Like taking a nap outside is so refreshing. That's one of the things on my list. Okay, this one is like the one we all dream about. And I'm so excited because I get to do it in a few days / weeks when I go to the beach with Thomas's side of the family. But watching a sunrise with coffee in hand is something that I look forward to every time we go. You don't have to wait for a beach situation to take advantage of this. If it's on your back porch or if it's on your front lawn, like wherever, like catch a sunrise. definitely add coffee because sunrise, woo. But intentionally catch the sunrise and like take a moment, put the phone away and just watch it. How quickly it happens and how beautiful it is also majestic to me. And I just want to make sure not to miss it this year. So it's on my summer bucket list for sure. For sure. This one is going to be a blast. And I'm really excited about this one too. Take a picture on disposable cameras or one disposable camera and then have them developed at the end of the summer. That way you can kind of reflect on all the fun things you did. You were able to capture moments in a super fun, like retro way. I did this growing up as a kid. Like my parents would give me like a disposable camera at the beginning of at the beginning of a few of our adventures we'd go on. And then when we got them developed, it was always such excitement to like wait on the development and see these memories relived. It's just so sweet. So I think that was something I definitely want to bring back for my boys, but for myself too. Make an epic, epic summer playlist. This could be throwbacks from your favorites in high school, which if you don't already have that playlist going, you need to make sure you have it on your phone because it's like an instant mood booster. Also, if you wanted to make something like Italian jazz, or you could make a chill rainy day playlist, but making a playlist is so fun. It really is because it makes you reflect on your favorite songs, your favorite type of music, your mood that you're in. But dedicate some time to make a fun summer playlist. The theme could be whatever your heart desires in that moment. And you could obviously make several for all the different kind of moods that you're trying to get to this summer. But I think that would be a really fun way to be creative. Another fun creative one, if you are like an arts and crafts girl, let's bring back tie-dye. Let's bring back tie-dye. I want to tie-dye some fun high-rise socks. I think that would be so fun and wear them outside my tennis shoes if I'm going on walks. Or you could tie-dye a beach towel, or heck, you could tie-dye a shirt for fun. But I think tie-dye and doing it is always a blast because you're in control, right? Like you can pick the colors, but you don't really get to choose the outcome as much as you think you do. You don't. And it always ends up cooler, or definitely different, not always cooler, but it always ends up different than I intended. And sometimes I like it and sometimes it's a bust, but I think doing tie-dye with friends would be so fun, right? Does anyone want to come over for a tie-dye party this summer? I'm about it. And let's bring back the movie theater. I know the movies like kind of died in COVID with like it just, I don't know. Obviously, everyone wasn't going and sitting in a chair that somebody else had just sat in during a pandemic and it was a whole thing. But they're back and they're magical. They're so special. Go see a movie. Like it could be a matinee during the middle of the day, or you could go see one at night. It could be alone. If you just need some alone time, go see a movie. Like get in some comfy loungewear, maybe even take a blanket, sneak in your own snacks. You didn't hear it from me. And like go choose a movie to watch. It could be like Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man's out right now, right? Or it could go be like a fun chick flick too. But definitely go to a movie. I love a good buttered popcorn and Coke. And add in some M&Ms to your buttered popcorn. And yeah, that is like a love language of mine. And I haven't been to a movie in way too long. So I have added it to my summer bucket list. Let me see what else is on here that I need to share. A road trip. But let's be honest, we don't really love road trips around here. Maybe it's because we have two little guys in car seats, or maybe it's because we've been super spoiled and we normally fly everywhere, which sounds really bougie, but my husband is a pilot, in case you didn't know, and we like to fly a plane somewhere. We can get there a lot more quickly for almost the same amount of cost so as you spend on gas on the road. So road trips, take it or leave it. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, I have go bowling on here. Bowling would be really fun. Sometimes I do like disco bowling nights. I don't know if your bowling alley has that or if you have a bowling alley at all. I'm not sure, but they do have that. I'm going to add one for fun that I haven't had yet, but I just thought of it that I think would be a blast. But make a cocktail or a mocktail if a cocktail isn't your thing right now. But like maybe creating something new. I really want to try like a tahini rim with margarita with like watermelon puree. Doesn't that sound wonderful and refreshing? And maybe add some jalapeno if you do like a little spicy kick. That'd be really fun. But yeah, make up like a cocktail with your girlfriends and maybe even could have a cocktail contest or a mocktail contest. So you bring a cocktail, everyone votes, the cocktails are anonymous, you don't know who made what, and then you taste them and you vote and whoever wins gets something. Maybe it's a pat on the back or maybe it's like an Amazon gift card. I don't know. Again, you could carry this with as much creativity as you want. Wouldn't that be so much fun? I think that would be something I would totally want to go to if a friend was throwing that for me. You could send out text invites. You can make a cute invitation on Canva and text it to your friends if you're hosting something I've mentioned today. You could do an e-vite. You could be fancy and print out some invitations and mail them. Good old snail mail. You could do whatever makes you happy. And I just think that we need to bring back gatherings and fun and creativity and pizzazz and like romanticize summer. That we have had a few weird, odd summers the past few years because of what our whole situation in the world has been. But now that we're not in that situation anymore, it's time that we come out of our shells, ladies. Okay, wear the bathing suit that you want. Go to the places you want to go. Granted, like, don't break rules. I'm not saying go wild, but I'm saying, like, I think this is the summer that we live abundantly. And like I said at the very beginning, we end the summer thinking of all the things we did, all the memories we made, all the friends we invested in, all the ways that we had fun. And we are able to say, I'm a better friend, girl, whatever it is at the end of the summer than you were at the beginning. And I'm about it. I think it would be so much fun to be able to do that together. So I'm going to literally, I am doing it at this moment, making a reel, posting it on Instagram, and I want to hear your summer bucket list favorites, must-haves. If you listen to the show, tell me what ideas you got from the show, but also tell me maybe what I missed, because I know there's a lot of other ideas out there. And then if you're a doodler, maybe you could doodle and make it super cute. And I think that would be fun for us all to do. Here's to joy. Here's to bringing back joy, finding joy, making joy cute, because it is, it's a God-given gift to be able to experience joy, not just happiness, but full, rich, good joy in our lives. And sometimes that looks like doing fun things and reminding ourselves that the beauty is already all around us, even if life can be hard. So I also want to talk to the girl for a quick second that is thinking, man, a bucket list sounds like fun, but she doesn't know my situation. No, I don't know your situation, but I've been in probably similar-ish situations that might be full of grief or heartache or depression or loneliness, or you feel like you live in the middle of nowhere and all these ideas I had were so fun, but like there's no way that you could do them. Yes. Yes, there is a way that you could do something and there is joy out there for you to find. And I think sometimes, I like to say this a lot, but Lisa Turker said it best, you steer where you stare. So if you are thinking about how hard the summer is going to be or how lonely the summer is going to be, it probably is going to be hard and lonely. But if you think about all the ways that you could have fun, find joy, find things and beauty all around you, whether it's just going and planting a fun herb garden or buying flowers or whatever it is, like there's so much around you that you can go do and you can go find. And this is the summer to do it together, girls. So I'm so thankful you're here. Can't wait to hear all of our ideas that we could do this together. And I'm like truly going to stay tuned to what you post and what you comment on the reel so I know what's on your summer bucket list. And if you do anything that I've mentioned, I'd love for you to tag me if you post it in your stories or something like that. I want to celebrate your summer with you. If you love today's episode and you're not bothered by my raspy voice, you want to go and leave a review, I would be so honored if you left a 5-star review with some fun, sweet, encouraging words for our team. We're working so hard behind the scenes around here to bring you some extremely fun, creative, and refreshed content in July. So it's going to be a great summer, ready or not. Here it comes. But until then, I'm grateful you're here and we'll see you next week.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.